Blog Talk Radio.
Sabbath School. Welcome. Turn your Bibles along with me to Proverbs chapter 21, and we will start reading at verse 1. That's chapter 21, verse 1. The king's heart is in his hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders his heart, and ponders means that he thinks seriously about his heart, or the heart. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And high look and a proud heart and a plowing of the wicked is sin. The thought of the diligent tend only to plenteous, but of everyone that is hasty only is want. The getting of treasure is a by a lying tongue is vanity, and vanity is just uselessness or worthless is zero. Tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robber of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. Wow, that's news to me. The way of a man is forward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than to brawl. It says, then with a brawling woman in a wide house. And that brawling woman means a quiet woman. Verse 10, the soul of the wicked desires evil. his neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner, and a scorner is a mocker, is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considers his house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Wow. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the worker of iniquity. The man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pleasure shall be poor, shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be in the ransom of the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. I need to read that again. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious. Contentious means a quarrelsome woman or an argumentative woman. Just some of the few of what contentious means. And in an angry woman, there is treasure to be desired and oil to dwell in the wise, but a foolish man spinneth it up. He that followeth right after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scaleth the city for the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. A proud and haughty. Haughty means arrogant, among many words. Scorner. A scorner is a mocker. A scorner is his name. And a scorner is a mocker who dealeth in proud wrath. The desire of a slothful kill him. A slothful is a lazy or idle person. Killeth him, for his hand refuses to labor. The governor greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spares not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with him a wicked hand? A false witness A false witness shall perish, but a man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man harden his face, but as for the upright, he directs his way. There is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, the safety of the Lord. But safety is of the Lord. I've read you the entire chapter 21 of Proverbs, and I ask that God bless you as well as myself with understanding of the reading of His Word. I look forward to reading Proverbs 22 to you next Sabbath. Now, if you will, sheep, let us have a closing, a prayer, not a closing, but a prayer. Holy be your name. Father, thank you for leading us, for leading me, for guiding me in your path, for keeping us sheep and blessing us to understand your word, blessing us, all your sheep, to read the Bible for themselves. Bless them from killing, the young folks from killing each other. Old folks too. Bless them to stop it. It's unrighteous, and they know it. Father, help me to continue in your ways so that I can receive that mansion that you have built for me. Bless Detroit from natural and chemical disasters. Thank you for our right mind, Father. Open your children's mind so that they will read this Bible for themselves. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath day, everybody. Well, I should have said I am your host. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Read it for yourself in Exodus 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready, and that's your pen, paper, and pencil. You might just want to jot down something that I may give reference to. And I want you to learn this from Sabbath school. I have been saying it for, I want to say congrats to all of the graduates of our university as well as the entire United States. I want you all to soar. You are in my heart forever. I want you to know this, you young folks. If you don't know, I want you to know that you black children are of the tribe of Judah. We are a part of Israel. Israel had two wives, and we are from his first wife. We come from the tribe of Judah. I want you to know that, along with the tribe of Judah, Benjamin and Levi were sold into captivity by Africans and Arabs to the Europeans. I want you to write this down now. I want you to read Psalms 83 in its entirety. And you young folks are, you can see better than I. You can read better than I. And I want you to read it. Also, I want you to read Deuteronomy. D-E-U-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y. 28. Verses 64 through 68. If you can, read the entire chapter of 28. There are no people on this earth that were so, you know, we can't be dumb all our lives. We were so. We're the only people that were so. God talks about us. I want you to read Genesis, all of it. G-E-N-E-S-I-S, all of it. I also want you to read Ezra chapter 9 verse 2. You are the holy seed. Don't mingle your seed with the other races. And you might be calling me a racist, but this is what the Bible said. You have the holy seed, not the white people. You do. Stop acting beneath them. You graduated today, and I wasn't there because I'm sick. I would have been there had I not been sick. But I want you to remember this. Read your Bible and stop acting like the other races are above you. You are above them and don't know it. Ezra, E-Z-R-A, chapter 9, verse 2. What's so hard about that you do not understand? You understand it. You're just being lazy. Okay, let's read in the book of Acts, chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth his soul. And to ponder his soul, God thinks seriously about your soul. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A high look, a proud heart, and a plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteous, but of everyone that is hasty. And you know what hasty means. You move fast. To get treasure by a lying tongue is vanity. And, you know, vanity is uselessness. It's zero. It's nothing. Tossed to and fro from that seek death. The robber of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. The way of a man, oh God, that is not. I want you to turn to Acts. That's where we are to go today. We are in Acts, and I think it is chapter 11, where Peter defends God's grace. That's where we are today. I found it. I have finally found it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for leading me Acts chapter 11. And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judah heard that the Gentiles had also to receive the word of God. And Peter was come up to Jerusalem, that they were of the circumcision contended with him. And you know, that means to disagree or criticize. Verse 3, saying, thou wentest to the men uncircumcised and didst eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded. Expounded means that he talked about it in great detail. He expounded by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and had, and in a trance I saw in a vision a certain vessel descended, and it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me, upon which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered, I saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and the fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, arise, Peter, slay, and eat. But I said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again, sent from heaven, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up into heaven. And behold, behold means look or saw or see. Immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me, and the Spirit bade me to go down with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me and were entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood by, said unto him, send men to Jaffa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And he began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them, as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the words of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, and he's talking about John the Baptist, but you shall baptize with the Holy Ghost. Verse 17. Excuse me for a minute. I got my computer come back up. For as much, verse 17, for as much then as God gave them the life of, let me read verse 17 over, do over, as the children would say, can I have a do over? And I ask that you sheep allow me to have a do over. And I will sometimes ask for many do overs. For as much then as God gave them like gift as he did unto us who believed on Jesus, on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I would not withstand God? Then they heard these things. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentile granted repentance unto life. Now that's important for you Gentiles, for you white folks, or any other people who call themselves not black or white. This chapter, this verse is for you. Verse 18. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance upon life. So you should know that he has granted to the Gentiles repentance unto life. Although you're taking it too far, you should know that. If you listen to me, you should know that. And that's maybe why you think you're more than most people. But you're not. Now they were scattered abroad, and persecution that arose about Stephen's traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but to the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, you know, Cyrene is in Africa. That's an African country. Cyprus is Italians are over there, and they are dark skinned as we are. Years ago, I read in a book that the Italians come from or are descendants of us black folks, but they refused to accept it. Cyrene, that's a black country in Africa, which they were come to Antioch, speak unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the Lord, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings means greetings or news, of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. So when he had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted. Exhorted here means that he encouraged them And he warned them all that the purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas for Tarsus, for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought unto Antioch. And he came, and it came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. I don't know if that's something that you should know. It is. It's in God's word. That's something that you should know. And in those days came the prophet from Jerusalem and into Antioch, and stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified that by the Spirit that there should be great death, or dearth means scarcity or famine, throughout the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. What we need to do is look up when was Claudius Caesar, so we can know what time it was. Like, for instance, was he in the Claudius Caesar in the 1100s or the 900 AD? We need to know that. So that's your assignment for next week. You are to look up Claudius Caesar and tell me what date he was in existence. Verse 29. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send himself unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now, that is our reading for chapter 11 of Acts. Next week, you have a lot of assignments. You are to read every assignment that I gave you. And I gave you Psalms 83. I want you to read all of it. I want you to read all of Deuteronomy 28. But if you can't, I just want you to read Deuteronomy verses 64 through 68. And I want you to read Genesis, all of that, because Abraham's name was Abram before God changed it. And he told them that his people, his descendants, were going to be captive. And we were sent. We are Judah, and we are Benjamin and Levi. We were sent here into the United States, where our people were slaves. And do not let anyone in Texas or anywhere erase that history from the United States, because they couldn't conceive without us, but they had guns and willing to kill people, our ancestors. to make them slaves and grow their cotton and with tobacco and rice and stuff for them, because my folks did it, and they were slaves. And it was just in the year that I was born, my grandfather was a sharecropper. You know, so that slavery did exist, and I'm going to tell it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write it in. Oh, I'm going to type it. Let me remember that. Type about slavery in a book. That's my assignment. Type. T-Y-P-E. About slavery in the United States. Everyone should know that this country should not get away with it. Yeah, everyone. I want you sheep to watch the news. So much crazy stuff is going on. The young boy was about 8 years old in Philadelphia somewhere, committed suicide because those other white kids were heckling and messing with him. They would not let that young child live. He could have been another Barack Obama. The person that slammed him onto the floor, he should go to jail. He was not right. That's not right. Another child? Well, he must be a child of the devil. And of course, I think the devil is in the United States, you know, being the president. But the Bible talks about Russia more than it does about the United States. And I think the devil will come from Russia, or this devil over here is trying to outsmart that devil over there. I don't know what the deal is. That's what I just think. And I shouldn't be quiet because I have no part with that, only to destroy. I ask that you black young men and women do not join the army. You will not fight against God. Now, before I say my closing prayer, I want you to read next week Acts chapter 12. That's our lesson. I think I will read Acts chapter 13 too, because they are short. Even I can read those. I want you to read Proverbs chapter 22. That's your homework for next Sabbath. Yeah. I laugh because I'm an old lady. It's good that God has blessed me to be an old lady, giving out a homework assignment to you young folks, where I love you all, and you just do me so bad. You kill each other up. They call it black on black crime. Stop it. Don't do that. Let's have a closing word of prayer. And then I will see you next Sabbath, if God allows. And I think he will. let's close out. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you protect us all the time, even in our sleep. And you protect us from the evil one and his demons. I have more that I want to say, but I cannot remember it all. In Yeshua's name, I pray that you keep us in your arms like a bird does, like the hen does its chick. I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my 3 books. And they are small books. You can read them all within an hour. The Broken Plant, that's my children's book. The Passing, that's about a person becoming of age and knowing who he is. And The Unseen, that's about a book where I saw something. And I'm telling it because we all should know, I think. Read it. Get those books and read them for me. Remember, read Bible too. You can go to Amazon. You can order the books of the Bible, but I will tell you to order it from
Help Your Children
channel,
and don't let them
fall by
the side
the
of the road.
That's what God wants you to do.
Heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love.
You didn't know.
He won't let you down.
But I know.
And I know. Got to walk on.
That we are the seed of peace.
Walk on through temptation. For
no
Jesus.
And
His wisdom.
Any rapper.
Will be our help in hand. I know the truth. And His word. Will be our salvation. Lift up my heart.
Let
you die.